from the Chattahoochee Tech Studio, welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Tuesday, January 25th, and today is Opposite Day.
I hate Opposite Day. I'm not gay!
I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories. Cobb County began handing out free COVID tests. Marietta will honor retiring police chief Thursday. A vigil for murder victims was held on Marietta Square. Cobb Sheriff's Office mourns a canine officer. Judge Ann B. Harris elected to state judicial leadership post. And finally, the DNR offering career camp for high schoolers to explore professional paths. You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
Swab right, swab left. I'm gonna get my COVID test. Head back in, out like nobody's watching. Twist, twist, in, out. I'm gonna show my
clad in lime green vest and manning tables stacked with boxes of Binax Now take-home coronavirus tests Sunday afternoon, volunteers at Jim Miller Park were expected to hand out about 1,000 by the day's end, the beginning of an effort that will see Cobb County ultimately distribute more than 60,000 tests at no charge. Cobb County Manager Jackie McMorris said she expects another shipment of tests in the next week or so and to announce additional distribution events shortly thereafter. Cobb's 4 district commissioners will find a location in their district to host those events, and nonprofits that have partnered with the county in the past will be given tests to hand out as well. Officials hope giving away free coronavirus tests will curb the spread in Cobb County. The county's test kit handouts begin just as the federal government ramps up its own effort to distribute 500 million free coronavirus tests. The city of Marietta will honor Police Chief Dan Flynn at a retirement reception on Thursday. 70-year-old Chief Flynn has served as the city's chief of police since 2007 and will retire at the end of the month. He started his career in law enforcement in 1973 at the Miami-Dade Police Department and retired after 27 years at the rank of major. He received numerous awards during his time in Miami and began a successful consulting business before moving to Georgia in 2000 to become the chief of the Savannah Police Department and later the combined Savannah-Chatham Metropolitan Police Department. The First United Methodist Church of Marietta will host the reception at its Family Life Center from 3:30 to 5:30 p.m. Thursday. Amanda Planchard will never forget the day in 1992 when her younger brother Chet was gunned down during a robbery while at his part-time job at a Marietta Burger King. 30 years later, bundled in her brother's high school athletic leather jacket, Amanda shared her memories at a cold and misty candlelight vigil Thursday night at Marietta's Glover Park to honor her brother and 3 other victims killed by a lone gunman 3 decades ago. Chet Planchard died at Kennestone Hospital less than 30 minutes after being shot. The crime spree began months before Terry Waddell's death when the murderer killed 25-year-old Rakesh Patel during a January 20, 1992 robbery at Patel's convenience store in Marietta. The shooter was identified as 21-year-old Ronald Freeman. He was soon linked to the killing of 2 store clerks in a spree that lasted from January until March 31st when he was arrested by Fulton County Police while trying to escape his girlfriend's Atlanta area apartment.
Thank you.
Retired canine Gracie, who had completed multiple tours in Afghanistan with the U.S. Marine Corps and 2 years with the Cobb County Sheriff's Office, has died. Born December 2006, Gracie served as an explosive detection canine in Afghanistan. After retiring from service in the Marine Corps in 2014, Gracie joined the Cobb County Sheriff's Office, where she was assigned to Deputy Gooch. The pair worked in uniform patrol and responded to calls that required her special skills in Cobb County and the surrounding counties. After her retirement from the Sheriff's Office in 2016, she lived out the remainder of her years with Deputy Gooch.
When life gets you down, you know what you gotta do?
I don't wanna know what you gotta do.
Just keep swimming, just keep swimming, just keep swimming, swimming, swimming. What do? We swim, swim.
The Walton boys swim team recaptured the county title. Here's Matt Golden with that story.
The Walton boys came a mere 2.5 points shy of defending their Cobb County championship title a year ago. This year was a different story. With a stronger and deeper team, Walton was in command from start to finish by reclaiming its crown with a 1,160 points, 461 points better than second place Harrison, which won last year's Nailbiter. Lassiter compiled 665 points to finish third overall on Saturday at the Mountain View Aquatic Center. Campbell scored 531 to take fourth, and Wheeler rounded out the top five with 477. The Raiders won so decisively by claiming all three relays and having two divers finish in the top three. They wrapped up the meet in dominant fashion when Connor Snow, Daniel Cushing, Sonny Panessa, and Liam Long teamed up to win the 400-yard freestyle with a time of 3 minutes and 12.86 seconds. The foursome was nearly 5 seconds faster than second place Hillgrove, which clocked in at 3:17.65. In the diving competition, Tyler Cord scored 523.6 points to win it all, with teammate Jacob Schick taking third with 405.20. Harrison's Jack Lekas was second with 443.7. For more on Cobb County swimming, please go to ndjonline.com. For the Marietta Daily Journal podcast, I'm Matt Golden.
Engineered Solutions is your locally owned and operated commercial and residential foundation company that specializes in foundation repair, basement waterproofing, and crawl space encapsulation.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to.
678-ESOG-MOW.
Judge and staff of Cobb Superior Court congratulated Judge Ann B. Harris on her election to the Executive Committee of the State's Council of Superior Court Judges. The council, also known as CSCJ, comprises all Superior Court judges, both active and senior, which number several hundred. It exists to continually improve the administration of justice, and it provides assistance with research, administration, and communications to the state's 159 Superior Courts. On January 20th, Judge Harris was elected by her peers to serve as Secretary-Treasurer of the Council. Her one-year term begins May 1st. The Secretary-Treasurer typically progresses up the line of the Executive Committee and ultimately serves as President of the Council. The Georgia Department of Natural Resources on January 18th announced a new program aimed at encouraging high school students to explore careers in conservation. The Georgia DNR Career Academy, a week-long overnight summer camp, will be held July 17th through the 23rd at Charlie Elliott Wildlife Center in Mansfield and Georgia 4-H at Camp Jekyll on Jekyll Island. High school students will have the opportunity to learn about DNR career paths and visit wildlife management areas, hatcheries, state parks, and the coast. The Career Academy's activities will include trailblazing and hiking, land navigation, state park hospitality, hunting incident investigation, fishery management, urban wildlife and deer aging, and other programs. The Georgia DNR Career Academy is open to high school students in the fall of 2022. When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at carmichaelfuneralhomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes.
Are you struggling to find the right home in these tough markets? Hi, I'm Jeffrey Drake of Drake Realty, with 7 offices across Metro Atlanta and 2 right here in Cobb County. The real estate market in Cobb County can be competitive. That's why you need a team on your side. My team of over 700 agents is one of the biggest in the county, and we have been turning dreams into realities for 28 years now. Next time you decide to buy or sell in Cobb, trust the team that knows the lay of the land. Visit us online at drakerealty.com.
Thanks for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash briefing or your Google Home briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.
Be creative, innovative, passionate. Be excellent, inspiring, driven. Be faithful, disciplined, prepared. At Union University, you will thrive in a Christ-centered community and be equipped for success in your life and career. Begin your journey today. At Union University, be transformed.